Giger. Kibbies.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week, as always, is...
Lady Giggles. Sorry, I just started yawning then. I apologise.
Lady Giggles, who's very tired. And we're also joined by Milo the cat.
We are.
Who's snuggled up with us because it's obviously too cold. On my dressing gown,
yes. I was like robes. Become, I was like, my brain was going, what the hell is
it's,
that?
It's my Jedi robes.
It is, there we go. So.
I have Jedi robes as a dressing gown because, you know,
because you can.
Super cool.
Because you can.
Exactly. So last week we had a bit of an adventure.
We did.
Well, a couple of adventures.
A couple of adventures.
So I thought that's what we could talk about.
Okay.
So it was basically our... anniversary, not only our wedding anniversary, our 3-year wedding anniversary, but it was also our 13 years
together anniversary.
So obviously, being the romantic that I am, I decided to take you away for a couple of days. So
you did.
The first trip was to London.
It is.
We tried to go and see the Pokemon Center.
Oh,
at
Christ
Westfield
almighty.
Center shopping center in London. And,
yeah, good luck.
So we basically we found out where the Pokemon Center was and we saw the queue. So we were like, let's just see
how far it goes.
And we ended up looping around the entire building.
Yep, pretty much.
So
9-hour wait.
A 9-hour wait. So we
And that doesn't include that you might actually get in.
Yes, they were actually saying that you weren't guaranteed if you joined the queue to get in. At all.
Yeah.
And in fact, they've been closing the store early.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah.
We were both looking forward to having a go at the game and maybe picking up some merchandise.
Especially the Pikachu in a business suit, because that looks super cute.
Yeah, the special London Pikachu, which is currently going online for like £200 or something. Ridiculous. Yeah. Really disappointed that we didn't get in.
I expected not to get in, but I am disappointed in Pokemon EU, whatever it is called.
The Pokemon Company for Europe.
For actually not thinking, oh, this might be quite big, you know? Why not we'll trial a week and see how big it is, and then if it does really well, get more stock in. Make it a permanent fixture, and then no one would have to worry.
Well, I think the worst of it is we're very starved in the UK.
We are.
Of stuff. We don't have, like, the US has an online thing where you can order merchandise and things like that. And in general, the US tends to get a lot of US people were complaining about the fact that, oh, the UK people are getting... this special store, and it's sort of like you've got an online store where you can order stuff directly to your house.
Yeah,
we don't even have that.
And
we can't even access that, which is a real pain in the ass. We have to pay a lot in import fees from eBay people, and obviously they naturally charge
twice
the amount,
if not more.
It's like the Pokemon Pop figures.
Yeah.
They released the Pop Vinyl Pokemon figures, and I saw a lot of UK sort of people going, yeah, that's great, we'll buy them. And it was like, oh, it's actually only in the US.
Yeah.
And the question constantly comes up of just like, why can't we have it?
Yeah.
It's like literally a little figure. There's not a particular region lock thing on there.
No, exactly.
It's not like, oh, it's not going to be compatible with your shelves, this figure.
The shelves aren't big enough for this Pop Vinyl, that's what it is.
Yeah. and I guess they they could have argued, well, we didn't think it was be that popular in the UK. I think this Pokemon centred thing has proven that it is quite viable, that you could actually give us, we'll happily take merchandise.
Yeah, exactly.
The funny thing I've seen actually as well on Twitter has been the fact that a lot of people are saying, oh, it's been my fourth or fifth visit and now I know how to do it. I'm turning up earlier. And those people, if any of you are listening, I've got to say, you are
one of the people that's making it that much harder.
No, I'm saying this. I'm saying that you're a massive douchebag.
You're making it that much harder for people like us.
Yes, they're making it harder, but it's not about that. It's just the fact that they're douchebags.
They are douchebags.
They're taking the experience away from other people.
They are.
And I don't want to be negative. I try not to be negative, especially on the podcast, because the world is full of negativity. But yeah, I've seen a lot of people sort of going like bragging about the fact that they've got a few extra bits and they're selling them for a profit and all this. And I am sort of like, I hate scalpers.
Yeah.
Anyway, completely. I think people that buy stuff in bulk and then try and sell it on, and they're saying like, this is my business. It's sort of like,
no, it's not.
No, you're being a douche. And I always hope that I sort of wish that Nintendo would flood the market with more of their merchandise.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So that it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't have a problem with scalpers. But anyway, so that was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. I know you said you were prepared for it, but I'm the hopeful one in our relationship. I'm there just like, there's still a chance, we might make it.
But yeah, just going, just you're just seeing it, and then you start at the Pokemon Center. You see it goes round the, because it's not most of it, because it was on the top floor as well. So it goes round the first middle section, and then it has a barrier. So there's a there was a security guard there. Then obviously it was a gangway in the middle. So then it started at the next section, round the barrier.
It was basically wherever there was a rail, and they could sort of like contain a queue.
Yeah,
they had a bit there.
And it literally just, as I say, went right round. Because this was right near the centre of the row, wasn't it, of shops?
Sort of, yeah. It was probably about the midway. I mean, I wouldn't want to say, because usually if I say stuff like that, it's like, no, actually, it was a centimetre to the left.
Oh, wow. It's near enough. It's near enough the centre of the shopping mall. And it obviously was two or three squares going left. Or right, depending on which way you look at the Pokemon Center.
Then think of it, if you look at, you're standing outside,
so it's to the left. Then obviously it went round the corner, and then it went down two or three more then, and then started going back on itself, and you're just like, that's just insane.
Well, it went round the entire thing, as we just said.
It went literally,
it ended, because we came down those escalators, and then we figured that we were back where we came in. Which is where the start of the Pokemon Center was.
True.
So, I mean, technically there was a slight gap where we walked up. But, I mean, it pretty much went round the entire thing. Anyway, we spent far too much time discussing the queue. Let's talk about...
I just don't understand why you take... If you see the queue and you see how...
Don't even try and think about it. Because there's no point. You're only going to work yourself up.
I'm sad for those poor children that get let down.
But they want to, some of those, it's the chance of having it. You think about those people that queue up for any old shit.
True.
Those people that queue up for the, that bloody Britain's Got Talent shit. You see plenty of kids in that queue, and no one ever thinks about them being like, you know, not only are they, been put in the queue, but their parents are probably telling them like, you're going to be my meal ticket out of here.
That's true.
Like, we're going to leave your father and and kill your brothers once you're a star. And then when they don't become a star, those parents are just like, well, guess it's time for the belt again. Whack, whack, whack. Or the hammer. Anyway. See, this is why I didn't want to talk about the queue. Because
it's making you angry.
Yes, exactly. That's why I was like, let's just say we didn't get in, but anyway.
Well, we didn't, so it's fine.
So we then moved on to our next appointment, which was
Ninja Sex Party.
Ninja Sex Party with TWRP and
Planet Booty.
Planet Booty as support.
Yep.
Now, my God.
Amazing.
We had a nice little, like, we actually had a vegan dinner.
We did.
Because obviously Lady Giggles is dairy free. She can't have dairy. So
sadly, I love cheese.
Yeah.
Very
sad. Shouldn't say you're dairy free, you're dairy intolerant.
Well,
you are technically intolerant to dairy.
Yeah.
It's not like you're projectile vomiting.
No, not quite yet.
But yeah,
it could,
so you
it
are
could
dairy.
It could very much go that way. I don't want to try to see if I am.
But anyway, so we had a vegan. We both had a vegan dinner.
We did,
which was really nice, and it was at the place called, I think it was the Nag's Head, was it?
Possibly, or the Shepherd's Head. I don't know. I can't remember.
It was down the road from the Electric Ballroom.
It was a very good pub. Really
nice beer, like nice atmosphere as well. They were playing Christmas songs when we walked in.
Yeah, and with Halloween decorations all over the place. It was very surreal, actually.
We were like, this is quite weird, we like it. So then we literally got in the queue and had a chat with a couple of the people. It was quite fun. Watched a guy handing out leaflets while drumming.
Yeah.
Like listening to his
heavy
headphones.
Metal. And oh, that was brilliant. He was brilliant.
Yeah. He was definitely listening to some Rush, I think, because he was like doing some proper decent drum beats.
Yeah.
And then we actually got in there and into the venue, which was quite big.
Yeah.
Looked really small on the outside, the Electric Ballroom in Camden. And
It's definitely a TARDIS.
Yeah. So Planet Booty came on, and we'd both heard a song that TWRP had done.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard any of their stuff, you need to look at it.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen to these bands, because they're great.
They are brilliant. They're not supported by any
record labels.
So whatever.
It's all people support.
Exactly. So if you just like one of the songs, if you just see one of the songs, enjoy it, like it, they'll
share
it with friends. Yeah, because they're amazing.
So I'd heard Planet Booty feature on a TWRP song, which is called Tactile Sensations.
That's
a great song.
Okay.
So I was tiny bit from. We were both tiny bit familiar because we'd heard one song.
One song.
Wow, we were inducted into the Church of Booty.
We were definitely.
And the songs were all like sexy and funky.
Yep.
And their message was basically like, you're all beautiful, we love you, you know, you're worth a damn.
Yep.
And it was, I mean, how did you feel?
Well, most of it, I know I'm a very bad judge of myself.
Yeah, you're very judgmental.
Yes, of myself.
Yes.
And knowing, it's just, what was it? Just thinking about it. As you can hear.
Yes.
Sets me off because I know in myself that I'm really judgmental on what I do. And I find it really difficult trying to be positive about myself.
Yes.
And they were just like, you are amazing. Whatever you do, just be you.
Exactly.
And so, excuse me, I'm just going to get up a tissue now.
Yes. And I've got to say, I was literally just in tears with them as well, because it seems weird for a guy to say this, but yeah, I have horrible self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not my biggest fan.
No, definitely not my biggest fan. Well, you know, I'm your biggest fan and you're my biggest fan.
Yeah. But, so it was nice to have someone literally say, like, you're worth a damn. And then, so we were like, very much just like, we love these guys.
Yes.
Then TWRP came on and we love them anyway. We listened to a lot of their music. And again, the same sort of thing. And they were just being like super happy. They were super upbeat and they were doing jokes and silly things.
Yes.
And the songs were all just their songs are. They've got a song which is basically like, you know, a lot of their songs are very much just like "You're Awesome."
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of that Hidden Potential song.
Hidden Potential, yeah.
Where it's just like just saying like believe in yourself and you'll go far and things like that. So again,
yep,
teared up at that because yep. I was there just like these guys were there just being Canadian basically. Super Canadian, and you sort of just want to give them a hug,
yes.
them all a hug, and then Ninja Sex Party came on,
and oh my goodness,
just yeah, just like one of the best shows. They were doing, they did a load of their songs. I don't really want to say anything just in case there's like a. I don't know, just in case it spoils their show is spoiled. Yeah. For anyone that might be going to one, or
well, I think they're now in probably Amsterdam, somewhere around yeah. there. I think they're over European soil now. I think.
Yeah, they're on a European tour at this very moment in time. Probably by the time you've finished, actually, you're listening to this, they'll probably be finished. But.
Probably.
But and again, they said at the end of the gig, it was just like, "Thank you so much, you guys are all beautiful, you're amazing," and wow,
yeah.
It's just that it was a great show.
It was all I can say is suck his dick.
Yeah, we had a chat. I'll tell you this because I don't know if it'll happen.
It probably won't happen again.
But like at one point, everyone was chanting "suck his dick, suck his dick."
And Danny Sexbang said, "This is the one and only concert I've had."
He said, "My parents are here."
Yeah.
And then he said,
"You are now chanting, suck his dick." Thanks, guys.
he said as well, like, it's the first concert we've ever had
yeah.
where people have chanted, suck his dick. So we were honoured.
Yeah.
And we were also shouting, suck his dick.
We were absolutely.
So yeah, if you guys. This is the recommendation for the week,
yeah.
I think, is to check out on YouTube
those three
bands. Ninja Sex Party, TWRP.
Tupperware, what's this short for?
Tupperware Remix Party.
There we go.
Just put in TWRP. And Planet Booty. And if you follow them on, if you like their stuff, follow them on the social medias and spread the word because they are literally run by
themselves.
Fans. Yeah. The fans are basically fueling them sort
yes.
of thing, and I can guarantee you you'll find at least one song that you're just like, this is the fucking shit.
Yeah, totally.
That Planet Booty song where it's like, I want to get naked with you all day. Yeah, oh god,
brilliant. And last of all, I've got Starlight Brigade in my head as well.
Starlight Brigade is a song that TWRP and
Ninja Sex Party
do together.
So if you want to, you know, collab, and do those two. Brilliant.
And when that came on, I think the entire audience was just in tears because it's one of the best.
It was one of the best.
I'm choking up now.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a great time at that gig and we got to see the Joker, which
was all right. Actually, yeah. I wasn't, you know, as a standalone film, good.
There was a few bits that I was a bit like,
yeah,
and quite a lot of them bits actually that I was like, man,
yeah, it's like really you had to do that bit again.
And there was a couple of bits that I was just like, I don't really see that being the Joker.
No,
I think it would have been better if they'd have just been like, he wants to be like the Joker, as in like he looks at a comic book or something. But I think a lot of people have done that. Well, that guy did that in. I think it was Florida or something where he shot that cinema up, so maybe maybe they shouldn't have done that, but yeah, it's all right. I'm not overly impressed with it.
No,
I was like, it's all right.
I haven't been ranting and raving about it, so
yeah.
So it's a good standalone film. It's just
it's good for it's a good movie.
Yeah. But it's not like it's not one of those ones you go, oh my god, that was amazing. Like, that,
yeah.
you know, wow.
It's not like.
You have to kind of revisit it, like The End Game or Infinity Wars, where you're just like, I don't remember that bit, or, you know.
But even I'm trying to think of films that are on more of that scale of what that was, of what Joker was. Because, like, Infinity War is a massive film.
Yeah, that's true.
So, to put it in context, I think, I mean, people have been doing the comparison with this film called King of Comedy, which was a Scorsese film, I think, with Robert De Niro in, where he was playing this comedian that was trying to get onto a chat show.
Oh, okay.
It's quite similar.
Yeah, very.
And, yeah, I think if you had to compare it to something like that, you know, it sort of fits into that genre.
Yeah.
I don't really see it being like a comic booky movie. But,
no.
You know, I know a lot of people, that some people have said, like, this is the most, like, game-changing film ever, like, and all that. And that's fine. You can think that.
Yeah.
I'm not...
It wasn't our particularly favouritist film.
Yeah. That's all. I just...
Don't get me wrong. I still enjoyed it. It's just... not in my top 10, that's all.
Yeah, I think for part of it is the problem I have with Joker himself, because I hate it's like Batman. It's like Batman fans. I like Batman, but I hate Batman fans, because Batman fans are always like, Batman can beat anyone, and it's like, no he can't.
No
he can't. If Iron Man came up and just did his unibeam on Batman, he would be dead.
Yeah.
Anything holding him back is the fact that Iron Man doesn't kill people.
Keep him, exactly.
And there's a couple of others where it's like Joker fans are always like, oh, I used to like Batman, but now I'm dark and edgy, so I'm going to like the Joker. And you're like, he's a rapist and a mass murderer.
Yeah.
And I think anyone that idolises the Joker is a complete douche.
Yeah.
Especially those people that are just like, I'm edgy and cool.
Yeah,
like,
nah.
It's like, no, you're
then
not.
He might as well just be the Spider-Man of what's his face, Tobey Maguire, when he's in his black and he goes, you know, in his black
like when
suit.
He's got the venom suit. Yeah,
emo-y type. That's yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, it's that whole like I'm going to be edgy and yeah, yeah, all right, calm down.
I'm cool. I'm cute, but I'm cool. I'm like, okay.
I'm sure, cute, but I'm cool.
Yeah, sure, why not?
So. We then had like a day off.
Yeah.
Which was the Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yeah. No, wait. Wednesday, Thursday.
Well, we did something on the Thursday.
Oh, we did do Wednesday,
Wednesday, Thursday.
But not a lot, really, but...
Well, we actually we did a lot, because we went out and did charity shopping.
Oh, true.
We got some records and stuff.
We did, actually.
So...
Love charity shopping.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So Thursday was like literally just like, let's play video games.
It was such an awful day, Thursday.
You don't have to justify it to me. I wanted a day where we sat and played video games all day.
That's true.
Which we did.
We did. Until I had to go dancing.
Well, yeah, you did, but I fucking stayed and played video games. I did. I ain't getting up to go dancing. Because it would be weird if I turned up dancing.
Did it rain when I went? Oh, I don't know, I can't remember.
It doesn't really matter.
No. That was, I've slept since then, so I can't remember.
I mean, it's fine. Nobody's... So, we'll start with the main...
main reason.
25 minutes into the podcast, we're actually going to get to the main thing. So, we went to MCM Comic Con.
We did. Amazing, as always.
We had a great time.
We did.
So,
the 4 o'clock start on the Friday morning, but...
Well, let's go into it and just talk. So
that was a good reason for
it. We set off at 4 o'clock in the morning, because our friends were driving us in.
Yep, but we got up at 4, set off at 6.
6, yeah.
So we obviously had to get ready.
Yes. So we went with Mayonator and Voodoo.
Voodoo, yep.
And Mayonator drove us in.
He did.
And we were in costumes,
we were Mario and
Plumber Peach.
Plumber Peach, because obviously we were meeting
Charles Martinet,
the voice of Mario.
Yeah.
So we had to obviously be his characters. Well, I wasn't, obviously, but I was part of a character for the franchise.
You were a Mario character.
I was a Mario character.
So we get in there and we sort of just look around and, wow,
yeah.
A lot of stuff there. Uh-huh. We saw some friends there as well, and we found out later on social media that some other
friends
were
there. Yep.
So we saw our friend Ryan. So shout out to you, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you ever listen to this.
Yeah, if you ever listen.
Which I'm not sure you do, but... And then, obviously, our dear friend of the show, Kit, was there.
Yes.
Oh, well, he was there on the Saturday.
He was there on the Saturday, like, so you know, Saturday was really busy.
Yeah, and we didn't get a chance to see him, but it would have been cool.
It would have been cool.
So we went around, so we met, as we said, we met Charles Marnette as well. On the Saturday, on the Friday even.
Had his picture taken.
And we got an autograph, and I got to tell him how much he meant to me. And
yes, you did.
Helped me during my lonely childhood being a friend, and he was like, thank you for playing my games. And I was like, and then
we all said we would like to adopt you as, you know, well, we didn't say it to his face, but you know,
we said we'd like to adopt him.
We'd like to adopt him as our grandparent.
Yeah, have him as our granddad, and he can tell us stories in the Mario voice.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
And like when we were waiting in the queue for his autographs, like, you could pay for voice audio on like your phone. This chap in front of us, wasn't he? He got his DS. Well, yeah. Not his DS. It was his brother's DS.
His brother was a big Luigi fan.
Yes.
And he had a case. The case on the DS was like a Luigi one.
Yeah.
And he asked Charles to sign it. And then
do a video clip. Obviously, you could do that through the 3DS, where you obviously do yourself a little video. And a voice recording of him being Luigi, and it was brilliant.
Yeah, and we were just watching
and
going like,
wow, wow.
And so we got to meet Mario.
We had a
photo taken. We got the photo signed, so once Big Timmy's house gets some photo frames, we're going to put that up.
Yep, or add a bigger house. More wall space.
We need more. We need a lot more wall space. So, what
we need is one of those poster rails that you get like HMV and stick them up so then you can have all the poster rails.
I mean, we could do if that's what you want.
Not particularly, but it's probably the only way we can
put all our artwork on display.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we also met Tara Strong.
We did.
The voice of Harley Quinn and the Batman games and some of the TV shows and movies, and voice of Raven from Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go.
Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls. Tibby Turner from Fairly Odd Parents.
She does Unikitty in the
Unikitty animated series.
She played Cock Knocker in Jay and Silent Bob's Super Groovy cartoon movie.
Yep.
I always have to mention that because it's...
Because we saw the big picture of her with all her characters,
and we were like, "Where's Cock Knocker?" And she goes, "Oh, he's not on the."
We're like, "Why not? That's one of your characters too."
I want Cock Knocker merchant. I was like, "I should have got a giant fist for her to sign," and then be like, "It's the might of Cock Knocker."
Yeah.
Or the Mark Hamill figure that I've got.
Yeah.
Just get her to sign that. Just like, and again, this isn't me.
Yeah, and again with her, we had the. A parent with a child, and obviously he's.
If you actually go to Tara Strong's Twitter account, she's actually posted this video, and it's her with a little boy dressed as the Joker, and she talks like Harley Quinn to him, and it's just adorable.
It's adorable. It's super adorable.
Yeah, really, really nice. Obviously, when I was sort of in real time, I just closed my eyes and heard her being like, Mr. J. And I was like,
hey, Mr. J.
Very sexy.
You're my pudding.
Oh, pudding. I can't do it. I can't get that high.
Hey, Mr. J.
Oh, Mr. J.
You can be all day doing voices.
Yeah. So, we basically went around and I think we ended up buying...
A lot of Funko stuff, didn't we?
We bought a lot of Funko.
Yeah.
People that we know are getting loads of Funko junk for Christmas.
Yeah.
but we had a look around.
Yeah, and we did some scouting for Christmas shopping, didn't we?
Yeah, that was the main thing. And if you are going to go to a Comic-Con, I would take... If there's something you really want, buy it straight away.
Yeah.
because it may just go.
Yeah.
But if, you know, just have a scout around. We did find a few stalls where they were selling certain items for a certain price.
Yep.
That was quite high.
Yep.
Like, there was a couple of stalls that were selling Pokemon Pops.
Yep.
For, you know,
20, 25 quid.
Some of them were 30, yep. 40.
Depending on which one you're looking for.
We did actually buy two Pokemon Pops, Squirtle and Bulbasaur.
Yep.
I won't go into how much we spent because I don't want people to be like, you spent how much on Pops?
Yeah.
But even when we bought those, we did find one of them a little bit cheaper somewhere else.
But you're always going to get that.
Yeah, and in all honesty, I don't really care.
No, it's like,
because the person we bought them from was lovely.
She was lovely.
Yes.
And like, we bought a Christmas present for us. For someone to give us, we saw this particular item.
Just
before.
1 second, because I've got the.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to give a shout out to the lady that we bought those pops from. It's Kawaii City Games, and if you just search at KAWAIICITYGAME. On your social medias, you should find her. She's got like Facebook, Instagram, Etsy, and apparently she goes to Japan a lot and picks up certain items.
Does.
And you can make requests. So give her a look see.
Yep.
If you're after anything in particular, I just wanted to give her a shout out because, you know, she was.
Yeah, I love her business card of her just taking a random Pokemon card and sticking her.
She took all the energy cards and put her sticker on them. Because in Pokemon trading card game, you get loads of energy cards.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't need all these. I can use them, recycle them.
Yeah, totally.
So you were saying something.
We obviously saw. I saw this particular item for about 40 quid on many, many stalls.
You can say what it is.
We saw the Mario smile.
Good smile.
Figure. For around 40, 45 quid on most stalls. And I really liked it. And I was like, okay. Kind of want it, and I was like, and then our friends bought it, and I was like, oh, where did you get that from? And he was like, I thought originally they said 50 quid, and I'm like, wow, that's quite a lot. She's, oh, no, it was like, what? I was like, what, 50? No, 20. And I'm like, where did you get it from? And I was like, tell me now.
And it was from the official store.
Official store for 20 quid, and we're like, can we have one of those, please? Thank you.
Yes, there was a lot of good offers as well. That is one thing you'll generally find. I've generally found with the cons. If you go to the actual stall, you might be able to find stuff
better
for a better price.
Because
a lot of those, they had some exclusive pop figures, and I was finding that you looked around and they were there for like
60, 70, 80 quid.
Yeah, but then you went to the Funko stall and it was there
15.
For 15.
Yeah,
and even the because we bought another pop, which I won't say what it is, just in case the person it's for will listen, although it is me. we paid a tenner for it, and some of the other stalls were getting them for like
20
a lot more.
Quid,
so it was like, oh, okay. Just have to keep an eye out on that. So we had a bit of a blast going around doing stuff, and we finished off the day with a Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along, which was... Oh, it's so
amazing.
Great. We basically just watched it on a giant screen and everyone was
singing well.
I was singing. Yeah,
we were both
top
singing.
Of our lungs. We were just like, boys and girls are very
good. Considering I lost my voice from Monday, so I was creaking like a frog. That was brilliant.
We were both
still croaking like a frog because I got a bloody cold now.
We both were coming down with a cold at this point as well, so we were like, this is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
We like
whatever.
This. So second day... We dressed up again. Now, you were CL from Black Butler.
I was, in his very
very pink dress. It's like a big Victorian-style dress. And obviously, if you know CL from the books, CL's a guy.
Yep.
Goes undercover, dresses up as a a maiden to get swooned by, seduced by this bloke, so they can figure out what he's
planning.
Very, very awkward thing that leads to a lot of gay porn, apparently.
Yes, it does actually. and which is, body pillows.
yeah, which we saw some of them as well.
Hello.
It's cool.
sure. Yeah.
If you're into it, then that's fine.
Go for it. Absolutely.
And I was Danny Sexbang.
You were very popular on Saturday.
I was. And
super popular.
It was quite awkward because I had women and some guys and dressing me with their eyes.
Yeah.
and looking me up and down. And I'll tell you what, it was nice because everyone was very happy to see me.
Yeah, they were.
And
it's like, hey, Danny Sexbang. You're like, yeah.
And I even saw some people in like costumes. I was like, wow, that's very revealing. And then they were coming up to me and being like, Daddy Sex Bang, can I have a photo? Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
like,
okay.
Like that lady in the wig, and she just literally had leaves on her tits and her
pants. Poison ivy.
Yeah, literally just had nothing on. And I'm like,
are you not cold?
Are you not cold? And she's like, no, I'm all right. I'm like, just looking at you makes me cold. She's like, no, I'm okay.
She
like,
said good. That she worked in like a nuclear physics laboratory.
Yeah, she did.
So she was like used to high temperatures or something. And it was like, what? Oh my god, I should have really like taken recording equipment and been like asked her questions.
Yeah, literally.
But we saw each other throughout the day and she's like, Danny, I was like, Ivy.
Yeah, we just keep everyone nods, you know, giving them nods. So that's quite fun.
We also met up with Gemma from the Talking Codswallop podcast.
That was brilliant.
And Graham Arnold, who's Twitter famous and was mentioned on the Ralph Report a few times.
Ooh, yeah. Another famous person, eh?
So he's podcast famous to me. I was like, I'm meeting celebrities. we also met Simon Pegg.
Well, yes, of course.
I mean,
of course.
Nice chap.
He was a nice chap.
I mean, Gemma was nicer. She was like, you know, she took time to spend with us.
Yes. I mean, that's the worst of it, I think. When you're signing, you can't really take the time to sort of talk to your fans completely because, especially on a Saturday, you're literally just pushed through as quickly as possible. It's like, hi, love you, thank you, bye, thank you. He's just, you know.
That was the nice, it was just nice to say to Simon as well, like, thank you for being awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend. Not a friend.
You asked him to see if he would do a new, big train?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this, one of his early comedy sketch shows that he did called Big Train. And I said, is there any chance we'll get some more? And he goes, no. And I was like, oh.
We should have asked, what about Spaced?
No, there's definitely no chance of Spaced, I don't think. It was nice because he was sort of like, he smiled, he had a big smile when I said about the fact that I introduced people to it and
I don't think I've ever watched Big Train.
You've seen sketches from
it. Oh, have I? Okay.
Yeah. Like that one that where it's like the bloke goes to his mate's house and has sex with his wife.
Gotcha.
And then he's just like I didn't realise you're having sex, and he's like, oh well, you know, we can all have sex now. And then he goes, oh, we'll mind a blowjob. And they're like, oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. And they leave, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that was, anyway, on to
the, that's big, onto that's the actual, part of Big Train, apparently.
Onto the actual, like, subject of the podcast. So were there any highlights for Saturday for you? Obviously the ones I've just mentioned, probably.
Yes, of course. So a lot of, MCM is very good for anime characters, people dressing up with cosplay.
Yeah.
So Saturday was amazing for cosplayers because again, there was lots of most of it was raining halfway through the day, so it got a bit drizzly and you know, people were just like, ugh. But yeah, so I met my other character I usually dress up as is Carl Captor Sakura. He was amazing. I didn't realise it was a bloke of a...
And that's actually one thing that I did sort of want to mention. The amount of blokes that were dressed up as like female characters
yeah,
or even female characters, it's nice to see that people were just comfortable.
Yeah,
to be like,
absolutely.
So, I mean, I was literally dressed up in like spandex,
yeah,
like form fitting spandex, and I had people being like, you look amazing.
Yeah.
And I literally, no one ever says to me, like, you look amazing. No one's ever just like, oh, look at you. Like, I can see your package. Like, let me mail it. I don't know. I don't know what compliments would be to me. So it is nice to sort of... It's very nice that you can just be comfortable in your own sort of stuff. And then... Because even we had some people saying, like, I don't know if I could ever wear that. And I was like, just do it.
Just do it, yeah.
No one gives a shit.
No, exactly. Especially in that sort of area. Like, even if you go to London, film and Comic Con...
But I think any con really. Yeah. Like, I'm actually considering turning up to the local conventions dressed in my Danny Sexbang outfit and just, like, you know, start humping everything. So.
But yeah, they do it there, don't they? The local ones as well.
Yeah. So the second day went really well. We were.
We didn't get to buy as much on the Saturday because it was so packed.
Yeah, and we were sort of just enjoying the environment. Yeah, scouting out more bits because we'd missed so much.
Yeah, we didn't realise that we'd, like, missed a whole section. And when it came to the Sunday, we missed another section. We're like, how on earth did we miss this section? I don't remember this section.
Because we were looking for bits that we'd seen as well.
Well, that's it.
So, the Sunday was a bit more a hell of a lot more quieter than the Saturday. Yeah. Than Saturday. Not as quiet as the Friday. But... you know, understandable. And so,
but people work Friday, so you can understand it being a bit quieter.
But, we basically just did our Christmas shopping. We also tried out the Funkoverse strategy game.
Brilliant.
Which we really enjoyed. It is there's layers to it.
There's definitely lots of layers.
But if you just pay attention to what the cards say...
Yeah.
It is sort of easy to get into, and we had a good time with it, so we got a copy of it.
We did.
And
we're going to force our friends to play with us.
Yeah. We're going to make them play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's different expansions, so there's like a gold... we got this Batman set, but there's a Harry Potter set, if you're into the Potters.
Yeah.
There's also a... expansion.
Yeah, there's several expansions.
There's like a DC expansion. There's a Golden Girls and a Rick and Morty one.
Set. Yeah.
So you can get all sorts in there.
Yes.
We also picked up some comics.
We did.
Which is we were there like, oh my god, there's comic book stalls. Quick.
Yeah.
We should actually buy some comics at Comic-Con.
I didn't actually pick up any manga at all, actually.
No, and there was a lot of manga.
Yeah, totally.
We kept seeing it. We're just like, oh my god. And I actually found a couple of Dragon Quest games on the 3DS, so I'll be sinking my teeth into them.
Considering the new ones come out, and so everything's all ramped up in price, hasn't it?
Well, one of them apparently is quite rare.
Yeah.
Which is the Dragon Quest 8 one.
Which
we've got that.
Yeah, cool.
And Journey of the Cursed King, it's called. And so we got a couple of Dragon Quest games.
Slapped yourself.
Sonic Heroes on the GameCube as well, because I've been wanting that for years. So I was like, I'll finally buy it, and you know, I'll listen to that song where it sounds like it's saying "Heroes Butt Rape." Sonic Heroes, Sonic Heroes, setting the stage for a heroes parade. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
but it sounds like butt rape. Go and listen to that on YouTube as well, guys.
That's funny.
Crush 40, Sonic Heroes.
Sonic Heroes.
Anyway, we also got an amiibo, a Poochie amiibo, which Milo has taken a liking to.
Oh, has he?
Where's he? I had to hide it, but I can't remember where it is.
I'm not saying where have you hidden it.
I'm that good at hiding
things. Yeah, I was about to say, I can't even find it.
So yeah, we basically had a really nice time.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of bargains to be had.
Yep.
You
just have to shop around.
Yeah.
My one thing would say is, if you do go for the full weekend, get yourself a brochure. Get yourself, obviously, because the map is in the middle. If you find something, grab a pen, circle it. Circle that stall.
Make a note.
Make a note or do something, because we... We did got most of the stuff in the right place.
Yeah.
But obviously, some of the things that we found we couldn't get because they'd already sold. But like the last store we went to, it took us a lifetime to find.
Yes. And we literally went round like looking for sweets as well.
We did.
At the end, we were just like, because you were like, I need sugar.
I want some sweets. And I am actually really glad I bought them because they're amazing.
Well, that's a good thing.
I am proud of my £5 worth of 6 candy
laces.
The thick candy laces.
Could I also just give a shout out as well to, because we went, I mean, like, guys, I'll probably do an Instagram post, or I might even do a YouTube video with some of the purchases that we got, just so you can see what our Comic-Con hoard. But I want to just give a shout out to Hide and Lock Cartography. They did these maps, and my God, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
We bought one for ourselves, which is basically just like the map of The Legend of Zelda, yeah, Ocarina of Time. And it just looks... Oh. And they had like different maps from different games and movies. They,
yeah.
Lord of the Rings ones. Harry Potter ones.
Game of Thrones as well.
Game of Thrones. So if you go onto their website, which is www.thehighlandlock.com, and give them a look-see, see if there's anything you like, because I'm going back there once Big Timmy's house expands. Yeah. I'm going to be like finding out all sorts of different maps to put up in the rooms,
because we bought several of those for several Christmas presents, haven't we?
I wasn't going to mention that,
but
we bought a lot of Christmas presents.
We have bought a lot of Christmas presents, actually.
In fact, we bought too many.
You've done very well, actually, I think.
Oh, I got some vinyl as well.
You did put some vinyl.
I bought, I found the Castlevania soundtrack at one stall and a Flight of the Conchords album, which is the live show that we actually went to.
Yeah.
Last year we missed the last song because Daddy Roy Arada.
Yeah.
And then, I also got a Misfits album.
Yes, you did.
Which is quite one a rare of my famous monsters. I've not seen it before, and I was like, on vinyl, I was like, oh my God!
Got to buy it!
Anyway, so, recommendations will be Ninja Sex Party, TWRP, and Planet Booty. Check them out on
the YouTubes.
Give their social medias a like. They post a lot of fun stuff.
They do, indeed. And obviously they're on iTunes, so you can purchase some of their stuff.
But I mean,
if you like them that much,
you can find that all out on their social medias.
So
you know, do that.
Not pushing, but pushing.
Don't listen to it. Just buy it. Buy the song called "Dinosaur Laser Fight." Yes, you'll love it.
Dinosaur Laser Fight.
Don't spoil it for them.
Well, that's only part of it.
Make them buy it blind.
No, but they need to buy Starlight Brigade. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not saying go and watch the
video for Starlight Brigade. If you don't do anything else, if you take only one thing away from this podcast, watch the video for Starlight Brigade by TWRP. And I think it just says it's featuring
Ninja Sex Party.
Yeah, it just says Danny. Avedan. Doesn't say Ninja Sex Party, but Brian does help with it. So
Brian does join in.
Yeah, and he's on the video.
He's on the video.
So go and watch that.
Brilliant.
That's it, isn't it? Check out all our social media rubbish. Big Timmy's house. Just type in the search bar. I'm sure it'll turn up. Big Timmy's is just one word because I think people get confused and put like Big Space Timmy, even though they see the title of the podcast and they go, Big Timmy is one word. Just do it. Don't forget to check out Jazz Chicken 87 on the Twitch, and check out some of his things. Apparently if you subscribe, these special videos come up occasionally,
and they do,
and you might see some familiar faces.
Well, you won't see mine.
Spoilers. Like, so spoilerific today. And
I'm just saying, you won't see mine. It's not a spoiler, you just won't see mine. If you're expecting to see me, you won't see it.
Alright, calm down. Jeez. Cheese, eh? Cheese.
Cheese! I love cheese. I want to eat cheese.
I'm going to go and eat some cheese now. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of my house.
Yes. Cheese time.
Yeah. We'll have... You can have cheese.
Cheese, yeah.
Because that's like vegan cheese. It's called cheese.
I want some cheddar.